All right, welcome to one more Beautiful Feet tidbit. So we're just going to jump straight into it. Today's Friday. Thursday night, I went ahead and I spent some time. I was in what my church calls a neighborhood group, and it's basically we get together. It's almost like a Bible study. We get together, we talk about our week, we talk about how things are going, and we started talking about pastors, right? Because we have basically had some news from our pastor that he's going to be leaving the church primarily for just from retirement purposes. But anyway, so we started talking about how our pastor is now moving from full-time ministry into an area where he's going to be helping pastors navigate through the ups and downs of ministry. Because apparently, in the field of ministry, a lot of pastors don't make it past a certain number of years before they change careers. And as I heard this, I was kind of blown away. But it reminded me of teaching, because I've talked to many, many teachers, and they tell me that for every one teacher that makes it, there's usually a handful that walk away. And that just reminded me like how difficult the job really is. And the idea came about where we said, okay, if there's a high turnover rate in teaching, and there's a high turnover rate in being a pastor, and these different jobs, I guess the question is, how do you remember, or what brings you back to that job every single day? And what makes you go the distance? What makes you keep moving forward? Keep moving forward with what you're doing. And the only thing I could think of, simply put, I know you think you know the answer, but the thing that the only thing I can think of is knowing why you were doing it in the first place. For example, when I started teaching, or let's go farther back than that, when I decided I wanted to be a teacher, it was a specific message from God Himself who said, you know, that I was meant to be a part of a church, meaning to have my roots in the church, to be a part of that community, but not work within that community, because ministry had to be done outside of the church in the classroom. And the way that I plan on making it past those 5 to 7 years when teachers have the highest turnover within 5 years, I plan on making it simply by remembering who I am in Christ, and who I am called to be, where I'm called to be, and why. Why I do what I do. That's the whole shebang. I don't know, maybe you're in a position where you are thinking about a job change or a life change, and you're looking at it going, well, this just isn't working. I've tried it for a couple years. It's just not working. You have to think back. Why were you going in that field in the first place? What was your passion? What was your reason? Sit down, take some notes on that. Think through it. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a job or a occupation change. If you really feel that, then do what you feel. Trust God with it. But if it's just out of frustration for the job, sit down and let's decide why we're doing it in the first place. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope this is a blessing. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you continue to have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Please keep posted with BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com. There's a whole bunch of new stuff getting ready to go up there. Have a good night. Have a great week. God bless.